Hello and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas, and today we're celebrating International Chihuahua Appreciation Day. And I guess they had to have an appreciation day because they have such bad reputations at our vet offices, right? But whenever we have a good Chihuahua, we definitely, not a spicy one. So we definitely celebrate them. And so I'm just joking, but my associate Dr. Farrar has her own service dog who happens to be a tiny Chihuahua named Petrie, and I'll celebrate her today, give her a treat. And of course, Camila Andrea, the one that is very famous because every year she poses in her annual with the biggest, most elaborate costumes to go visit me, which I appreciate. She's very beautiful, and I love Camila Andrea. There are many, many pets. Some of my best patients, Oliver Bauman is one of them. They're really good Chihuahuas that come for acupuncture every month, and so they do really good. I have some spicy ones, too, and they make my life fun. Because they're just these little guys that think that they can take on the world. And oftentimes they do. They reign in their houses. So I just wanted to, in general, talk about the little dogs and how they have evolved and the problems that we often see with them. And the reason is this little Chihuahua has the same common ancestor as the gray wolf. And so there is a big difference. These look like a different species even, yet the same species, right? And so the different set of problems in the jing. What is the jing? The jing, J-I-N-G, is the ability, that is the essence, the life force that comes prenatal, and it develops in the kidneys, held in the kidney, and it can only be replenished. It cannot be replenished, can be used, but it can only be spared if you have good guqi, or good food from the energy of the food, good food. And if you do that, then you can replenish your jing. But in all honesty, once you come up with whatever amount of telomeres and genetic material, an ability to replicate, and the longevity of the cells itself, all of that is genetically dictated, and it is prenatal. It's not even from your parents. It's probably coming from your grandparents or other ancestors. Same with the dogs. So little dogs still have some big prey drives, and that is from the common ancestor to the wolf. They will hunt lizards. They will hunt little rodents. They will hunt anything that moves that's smaller than them. And that's a fun thing, but unfortunately, the lizards, I'm just talking because this week I've gotten two of them that have developed certain parasites that are not usual parasites in dogs' tools. They are from eating feces from other animals or eating lizards. And so these parasites that they get that they're not supposed to get, like pinworms and things like that, are indicative that these little Chihuahuas or these little dogs have a high prey drive and they enjoy hunting, right? So so that's an example of a characteristic that is from the wolf pack, from the hunting gatherer ancestor of the Chihuahua and the gray wolf. They have the commonality, the territoriality. If I try to touch Petrie while she's being on Dr. Farrar's arm, she will try to eat my face out. And the reason is Dr. Farrar is a resource, and that's what she's guarding. And so they have this protectiveness, especially to the alpha of the pack. They just will give their life to protect the alpha. And so this idea, this dynamic comes from the same ancestor of the gray wolf. So these Chihuahuas have it honed down sometimes. And that's why they get the name spicy Chihuahuas sometimes. And the other thing that we see is a lot of the conformational defects. The jing is showing in the conformational defects because we are downsizing, right? And we are inbreeding a lot to obtain that small size dog. We have we have to have a lot of inbreeding, and the genetic pool is shorten the diversity in it, because we want to develop a certain traits and characteristics and size. And so unfortunately, because of that, they little chihuahuas have a tendency to develop knee problems. So the knees, namely the patella, is that little bone that glides on top of the surface of your femur bone at the knee area, and then is attached to the other bone, your tibia, right? So by the patellar ligament. And so if that groove where it should supposed to be gliding is not properly formed, then that patella moves. If the shape of the legs is abnormal, it's a little bit more bow-legged, then that's going to pull that patella out of place too. So I'm just trying to describe in lay terms some of the problems that you can see that are caused by the Jing, the kidney energy that is called Jing and prenatal. And it's all because of the downsizing, the inbreeding, and the selective, breeding just for a specific characteristic. So you are really making that genetic pool smaller and smaller. Another problem that I see with them is the teeth. So you have supernumerary teeth, which means they might have two or three rows of teeth, or they might have big teeth that do not go with the size of the dog. I've seen a lot of chihuahuas that have teeth almost the same size of my pugs, and pugs are a lot bigger. And so it's kind of weird that the teeth are like, in the evolution scale, they're going way slower to the rest of the body. And so what that creates is overcrowded teeth. You should never allow two teeth in the same socket. It is not right. It's going to erode the foundation of the permanent teeth, and you're going to end up losing a really good tooth just because you left the deciduous, the baby teeth, lay there in the same socket. It also misguides the permanent teeth, and then it causes a malocclusion. And so those are the things that we have to watch out for. When I see chihuahuas, puppy chihuahuas and everything, and they're over 10 months, I always make sure that they, if it's a male, that they have both testicles, because again, cryptorchidism, kind of high incidence in little dogs. And when we see the problems with the heart disease, that usually sets up later, but it is because a lot of husbandry and lifestyle choices of the owners of the little dogs, they don't realize that those little dogs have a very small stomach, so they don't need to eat as much as you do, certainly, and they don't need to eat as much as your other big dogs do. So keeping the chihuahua in an ideal weight is a very good idea, because you avoid the arthritis or the osteoarthritis and the degenerative joint disease issues that cause from bad conformation. You help keep them in optimal health, and they have usually a long years of life. They usually, we see chihuahuas get to 18, no problem. So I'm hoping that this was a good topic that you guys liked. We celebrate the chihuahuas. If you know a chihuahua, just don't try to pat them in the head without the owner's permission, because they could be spicy. You might lose your finger. But nonetheless, celebrate that we have such diversity in breeds and such a beautiful gamut, a myriad of dogs that to choose from. You choose your favorite breed. And again, it's not about the looks, it's not about the traits or characteristics, but it's about the love. I hope you enjoyed this one, and share with your friends and hit the notification button for your next episode. And remember that from now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes, so you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have a website, thepethealerpodcast.com, and we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. information about this episode came from my book, AltVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic, and soon to be an audiobook. So look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital, and our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com. There's a lot of information out there. If you want some more information on integrative pet healing, and our Pet Healer podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.